A big thank you to the Seniors Task Force who arranged an excellent supper and dance at the Seniors Hall on December 2. People danced before and after the supper to the music of classic country. Those of us who didn't dance hummed along or sang the lyrics if we knew them. The supper was catered by Peace Catering, excellent food. Door prizes were gift baskets from Artisan Farmhouse won by Lil Coker and Dorothy Burkholder, and a flower basket by Petite Petal won by Harry Halliday, pictured at left. Well done. What I enjoyed most about the night was the conversation. The people around me started talking about the changes in hospitals. Marge Harris was reminding us of the smell of Dettol in the old hospital. That brought back memories of when my girls were born in the hospital. A lady sitting across from me started talking about life in the old hospital. This was the original hospital run by the nuns. She said that they were too far from a blood supply so, when they needed blood, they would call on a couple of locals, George Broadhurst and Rolly Detunencourt. The lady telling the story was Janice Kramer Jarrett. Janice worked in the hospital along with her sister Yvonne Kramer Wiles, Mrs. Doug. Their father Peter Kramer ran the laundry. Janice told her stories in a way that made you feel you were there. Filling the hampers. The Salvation Army and Women's Resource Center are finishing off their Christmas hampers. They are suggesting that what would be most helpful is gift certificates for food or gas. The Seniors Task Force could top up their gift bags for seniors with gift cards from Shoppers Drug Mart, Walmart, or a food store. For up-to-date information, phone 250-785-0506 for the Salvation Army, 250-787-1121 for the Women's Resource Center, and 250-789-3496 for the Seniors Task Force. Children's toys can be donated at Totem Mall, Home Hardware, and Century 21. Learning the lingo. This week's word is Google. Google is the brand name for a leading internet search engine, founded in 1998. If we say we are going to Google something, it means we are going to search the internet for information. Quote of the week. I learned that courage was not the absence of fear, but the triumph over it. The brave man is not he who does not feel afraid, but he who conquers that fear. Nelson Mandela. Ruby Macbeth lives and writes in Fort St. John.